You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from Tamaki Makaurau on this Big Breakfast program. I think we talked to them in June about the release of a single of theirs called Sundog. Well, they've now released the EP that Sundog has landed on. That EP is called Not a Bee, But a Wasp. And so we have Babe Martin here on the line. Good morning to you, Ms. Martin. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you back, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you back. It's really funny timing that you've released this EP when hornets are sort of invading the country and invading Tamaki Makaurau.
Oh my God, I know. I've also had that thought. And I was like, do I post about it or is that weird? But yeah, I know. Crazy.
It's a very good PR campaign you're leading, I must say.
Yeah, I released the hornets.
you gotta get you know, attention on the algorithm somehow these days. You're competing for so much attention, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've gone to extreme measures this time.
Mm-hmm, you sure have. Now, the name of the EP. Oh, before we get into that, how are you doing in Tamaki Makaurau? I must say,
I'm pretty good. It was rainy this morning as I was catching the bus. But, you know, I've made it into the office and really happy to be chatting, really happy that the EP is out today, mm-hmm. and just kind of deep in rehearsals for the gig that I'm putting on with my band on Thursday.
Which is super, super exciting stuff. And one thing I really do love about this album's promo campaign is that you've collaborated with a ceramic company called 11Teen Ceramics, and they've made some kind of cheeky, like, cute little wasp ceramics.
Yes!
I feel like these wasp ceramics almost, like, humanize wasps somehow. Was that the intention?
Honestly, so 11Teen Ceramics, I love her work so much that I just asked her if she was able to make some wasps, and she said yes, and I just let her do her thing. So that is all her, and yeah, if people want to check them out, they're on my Bandcamp, and yeah, they're super limited edition, everyone is different, so they're super unique, they're kind of wacky and cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They make wasps seem like nice creatures, which I think is really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is quite sweet. And it's kind of coinciding with the fact that on this EP you are embodying a bit of a wasp. That's sort of some of the thematics around the name, at least.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Not a Bee But a Wasp comes from, this story. I can't remember if I told you.
I think you have. Your mum gave you a bee necklace and you said, oh, this is great. And she was like, it's not a bee, it's a wasp. And then that kind of spiraled on from there. Were you ever tempted to make the necklace the EP cover?
You know what? I don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is? I was going to ask you, do you know where it is? You don't know where it is?
I don't know where it is.
Oh my God.
It'll be somewhere. But it's so little and dainty that it's, I don't know, it's in the room.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good, man. One thing I do love about the cover is that it's very ominous and eerie. And there's just this very scary-looking beekeeper on the cover. And he also, or they also, appear in various different forms on different cover arts for the singles. They're also in the video for the track Only Good. When you listen to this EP, where do you visualize the beekeeper in proximity to you? Are they standing hand in hand? Are they kind of looming in the distance? Are they watching you from a different building?
Oh my gosh, it's so interesting that you say that. So today, along with the EP, I also released a music video for Summer Fruit, which is the third and final, like, visualizer for the songs. And so in the first one, the beekeeper is, like, in the distance for Sundog, just kind of walking over the hill. The second one is Only Good, and it's, like, me and the beekeeper in a domestic setting. And then Summer Fruit, I am actually wearing the beekeeper suit. So it's like me and this, like, beekeeper character and whatever it represents have merged together in this sort of visual conclusion, which is really fun to me. I kind of wanted to make a little visual story as well to go along with the songs, and my good friend Ellie Burns directed Summer Fruit, the music video, and it feels like a conclusion, and that's cool. Like, it feels like a full stop for the chapter, if you will.
It seems like you and this beekeeper figure, it's kind of like a Donnie Darko situation.
Hot out! That's a really good way of thinking about it.
I really love the opener on here. It really sets the tone for the EP quite well, and I love the lines about tending to your calendar like a gardener, like a sailor watches tide lines. And I think it introduces this sort of melancholy feeling that you can find traces of throughout this whole thing. It feels like a big sigh. I really want to touch on this notion of tending to your calendar like a gardener, like scanning the future and looking what you're doing. Yeah. How do you feel when you're scanning your calendar like that?
Oh my gosh, so this song, it was written about really missing different people in my life. My family live overseas, and I was really, really missing them. It's just like, it's kind of about counting down the days until something happens, and just kind of not living in the moment, and just waiting and waiting, and you're kind of in that limbo period and just obsessing over the days, and crossing them off, and just that sort of suspended waiting. You're not very grounded. You're living for a moment that isn't here yet.
Yeah, no, that is so fair. And then I think the worst part about it is, honestly, when you get to the airport and if you have a layover, it's just hell. It's brutal.
Yeah, totally.
Another real highlight for me on this thing was the track April in the City, which has a very kind of like very rhythmic delivery. It's nearly like almost like a rap style delivery, which I thought was quite intriguing. And I want to know, why did that vocal delivery kind of appeal to you when you were, finishing off or making the track?
Thank you. So I think what I'm kind of enjoying writing style-wise is writing in quite a matter-of-fact way. And I think with April in the City, that is certainly how I was feeling. Like, it's really frank. Mm. Like, the lyrics are just like, here's what's happening in this moment. And I think that delivery style of just ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba kind of, it suited that. It's like, this is me telling you what's happening now. But then there's like the chorus is a bit different, and it's like a nice contrast, I think. So it was super intentional, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to know, what do you find so enchanting about April in the City up in Tamaki Makaurau? Is it particularly magical as the autumn sort of sits itself in?
Yeah, April is my favorite month for sure. I knew I wanted to write a song about April because all of my like favorite poems and songs are to do with April. There's like April Country Will, Simon and Garfunkel, and then in the movie Moonrise Kingdom, there's that song in April, I Open My Bill. Like, there are lots of beautiful songs and poems about that month, and so I wanted one of my own. And then one April, I just started writing what was happening in my life at the time, and that's how that song came to be.
That's a great story, man. That's beautiful. I think there's a story for every song in here, which is something I really appreciate, because you've gone through quite the process of internal introspection to make all these things. And the song Only Good, it reminds me of that Trump quote that he said in like September, where he said, what was it? Nothing bad can happen, it can only good happen. Have you heard that quote?
Oh my God, I think he stole it from me.
He did. Has anyone said that to you, that it reminds you of them of the Trump quote?
I have never been told that before.
I'm great. I'm very, very proud to be making landfall on this occasion.
Yeah.
I think to top things all off on the record, Summer Fruit does a really good job of wrapping things up. And I love the sort of line, it feels like a warning about the line between sweetness and overindulgence. You know, you've got some words about lemons and limes, 50 cent saccharin, but did you spit out the pip? There's really something to that.
Yeah, Thank you. It's it's kind of dreamy lyrics there. It honestly, it started because my friend and I made a cherry pie.
Really?
Yeah, and then, but then, you know, I think with a lot of my songs, they start with something simple, like a moment that seems quite insignificant, and then I kind of look into what I'm going through emotionally at the time, and that becomes the song. So it's kind of like the initial, like the tip of the iceberg is the like, oh yeah, I made a cherry pie with my friend. And then it's like, and all of this was happening under the surface, and that becomes the song.
Well, I always say this, but it feels like small victories or small moments often, I think, are more monumental and almost more mysterious than big ones, because the big ones, I think, are much more obvious, you know, like getting a promotion or moving cities. Whereas small moments like going out in the rain without an umbrella, that'll ruin my day, you know? It just exacerbates
Totally.
whatever's already under the surface.
Yeah.
Is there any secret to a good cherry pie?
I have no idea. It wasn't very good, the one that we made.
Fair enough. I mean, if it's the, you know, pies are tricky to make. I've never made one. They seem quite scary.
I hear it's all in the pastry, and then also like a lot of sugar. A
Yeah.
lot of sugar.
I imagine so. You're doing a really cool headline show on the 20th at the Unitarian Church on Ponsonby Road up in Tamaki Makaurau. When I was listening to your chat with Jesse Mulligan on RNZ, you mentioned that you're trying to get permission to use an organ for this gig. Have you secured the green light?
Guess what, Zach?
We'll get that.
Today at 5 p.m., I'm going to the church and I'm practicing playing the organ.
Oh, hell yeah. That's mean.
So I have permission, and now I just need to work out if I'm capable of doing it. So the jury is still out.
What kind of organ is it? Is it like a big pipe organ?
It's a big pipe
Oh,
organ. It's a
mate.
proper organ.
You're living the dream.
Yeah,
You're
I'm very
absolutely living the dream.
excited.
One thing that is also really, really awesome about this gig is that it's seated, and I think that connects with sort of the intimacy of the EP and also forces the audience to be much more attentive, you know?
Yeah, it's seated, which I love, and I don't, you know, I love a standing gig for sure, but my music, I think, you know, people can't really dance to it in the way that you would like at a rock gig. So I think it's nice to let people sit down and rest their feet while they
And
listen.
just let all the words and the music just soak in.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program today and talking to me about the new EP, Not a Bee But a Wasp. Do you have any final words or thoughts to leave our lovely listeners with?
Just, I'd love for them to go check it out, watch the music video, and yeah, thank you so much for having me, Zach.
No stress. Anytime, my friend. Anytime. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. All right, folks, that was Babe Martin. We're talking to Babe Martin about their new EP, Not a Bee But a Wasp. We're going to be playing the opening track, Calendar, for you very shortly. Before I do, though, I will say, joining us very shortly after that track, we have Perrin Hastings from The Gender Agenda coming through to talk about the second season of The Gender Agenda. It's 9:29 here on the program. Here is Babe Martin with Calendar. You are listening to The One. Keep it bloody locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.